You're tuned to Radio North Sea International Broadcasting on 220 metres in the medium wave band, 1360 kilocycles. Also on VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles, and in the shortwave 49 metre Europa band, or 6.2 megacycles. Also to the world on 31 metres, 9.94 megacycles. Bulova time is now exactly 6 o'clock. Sir, Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch.
This is R&I Worldwide News.
Good evening, and first the headline story. And today, Radio North Sea makes the news headlines. At 1.35 British summertime today, a tugboat and a small launch came alongside the Mebo 2. The captain of the Mebo allowed only one of the men aboard, who stated that he wanted to tow the radio ship away. The man, Case Manders, was immediately told to leave the ship, as he had no official documents, and four attempts were made by the pirates to get alongside. Each time, they were repelled by the captain and crew and the disc jockey staff. As the pirates were coming in for the fifth time, they spotted Radio North Sea's tender ship speeding from the fog in answer to distress calls, and both the tug and the launch sped off. Before leaving, they were heard to say that a further attempt would be made. A full-strength 24-hour-a-day guard has now been manned, and we have the situation in hand. The names of the two ships which came to raid us today with the intention of raiding us: the Tug Husky from Willemstad, owned by a Mr. Ehrman, and registered in Curaçao, flying the Curaçaoan flag. The launch was the Viking, registered in Panama, owned also by Mr. Ehrman, who was on board the ship and flying the Panamanian flag. And the rest of the news... And the Isle of Wight Pop Festival, where fans are at present watching concerts, and suffered the coldest night of the week last night. It's thought that it is due to the weather that some of the shops that were selling camping equipment were broken into during the night. Also stolen were items of jewellery and some cash. According to some fans, the supply of food is diminishing and cigarettes have practically run out. That's the news for now. The next news on Radio North Sea will be at 9 o'clock tonight. Alan Best reporting, and now time for Mark Wesley.
I met her in the club down in Otoho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a background voice she said hello.
Love. you. Guten Abend, Tavens and Aaron.
Come on, Willie Wesley here.
Mark Wesley.
Lovely weather we're having.
You've got to believe it. It's 6 minutes just coming up to after 6 o'clock, and I've got a lovely record I do want to play for you. I'm going to keep the sounds going for a fabulous Saturday evening on RNI. And a recording here by the Bank of England called The Whole World Keeps Smiling.
Just by chance, on a sunny day, you came around, and then we drove away. All my dreams became reality. On that sunny day, you went away.
Lovely tea time tune for you all. It's from the Bank of England, that's right. Funny name for a male singer, isn't it? Hello, Mr. Bank of England, sir. And it's called The Whole World Keeps Smiling, yes. Yes, smiling, that's right. I thought I said the title right.
The chairman of the board of the Happiness Corporation.
Namely, Michael Lindsay, who's on between 9 and 12 this evening. So you listen for that at the end of this programme, with the one Willie Wesley taking me through till 9. Meanwhile, music from Andy Williams and Fun Sound number 26 this week in the charts called It's So Easy.
Yeah.
Well, that's Andy Williams for you at that time at R&I's number 26 sound this week. A song called It's So Easy. And well done, Andy. Yes, open up another one of those Camel cigarette packets and pull out a Camel, because as you and I know, that Camel is a name that has always been associated with smoking enjoyment. Once exclusively only to the United States, and still the number one stateside cigarette. This unique blend of Virginia and Turkish tobacco is now available the world over. Now you too can enjoy the dark taste, the smooth dark taste of this exciting cigarette. Join the trend to Camel, sold in Britain for 6 and 2 for 20, in Holland for 1 guilder 75, and in Germany for 1 Deutsche Mark 90. Why pay less when you can smoke the best? And what better than Camel? Go on, light up a Camel.
Where is love? Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree? Must I trouble?